Well, I assume you did discover what I was wanting you to see in that lesson. These disciples of Jesus have followed him a very long time. They left homes, family, friends, each one of them. And now with courage, they have followed him throughout his ministry of a year to 3 years, depending upon the gospel writer. And they're in that last night with him. And we know that story well. They followed him to that place, and some of them even followed him to the cross the next day. A number of the women and one of the male disciples followed him to the cross. The others fled. They learned to love from him. They learned about the Father in heaven from him. They came to know him deeply and intimately. And so on this night, he gives them a new title. He says they are no longer disciples or followers, but they are his friends. They certainly know him. And that's one of the conditions of Jesus making you his friend, knowing him. The other condition here that he talks about is if you obey his commandments, and he makes it a singular commandment, to love as he loves. The term throughout the New Testament of love, the way we're supposed to love, is agape, which means unconditional love with reverence. You'll see it contrasted with how to love like the world loves. The world loves this way. If you love me, I will love you back. If you stop loving me, I'm not going to love you anymore. If you stop loving me, I stop loving you, if I stop loving you, you'll stop loving me, if that's the way the world is. And he says, what credit is that to you? So he gives us a new way to love. And that is love everyone and all of creation. There's no reason to discriminate against anyone in loving them. How many of you left family and friends and home to come to Arizona? Jesus came for, or the disciples followed Jesus, probably not for the weather. The weather was pretty much the same wherever they went. They followed for something greater. But we all discover something greater on any journey. And with Jesus, you are certain to discover many things greater. When he calls them friends, that must have been a great moment for those disciples. Think of that. Jesus, Son of God, you've come to know him. You've come to know his Father. And now he calls you his friend. A lot of us have come here not alone, some of us have, but most of us come with a friend. And sometimes it's our best friend. This new thing that's happened in the last 60, 80 years for married couples is they think of each other as best friends. Not every couple thinks of themselves that way, but that's a goal that's brand new in the history of the world. The generations ahead of us, I think, realized towards the end of their lives together that this is truly my best friend. And somehow that tradition trickled down to the rest of us. But friends have secrets. Husbands and wives have secrets. But at the beginning, we're trying to put our best face forward. We live in a time of perfectionistic expectations, so we try to look perfect. We try to look right for everyone, especially for that special someone you meet initially that you hope to be your wife or your husband. There's a story about a couple on their honeymoon, their first night of their honeymoon, and a husband is nervous about how to tell his bride the secret that he's had. He has stinky feet and smelly socks. And thus far, she has not discovered that. She's also wondering how to tell him the news about her occasional bad breath. It can be very bad. So she's been able to cover that up all this time. After some soul searching that night, the husband gathers up his courage and nerve and says, "I have a confession." She also in relief says, "Darling, so do I." She begins to draw in very close to him and look deep into his eyes. He draws in close to her. And as she began to breathe her confession, he jumped back and exclaimed, "Oh no, you've eaten one of my socks." So sorry for those of you who are sensitive. But we do find out this perfect one is not quite as perfect as I thought. It's a human being. No, this isn't our story. It's definitely not our story. It was after we got married, I found out she had the voice of an angel singing. So that's the discovery for me. I didn't know that when we got married. But none of us are perfect. And none of those disciples, the gospel writers have all made it very clear, and you've been following Jesus long enough to know that none of those disciples were perfect, nor were they perfect after he died and was risen, and they went from friends to becoming apostles, the ones sent in his name. So just as in a marriage, we are not perfect the closer we get to Jesus. And you know what? It doesn't matter for Jesus about perfection. One of the things that I left was friends back in Minnesota. But down here, I have more friends than I had in Minnesota. You get to goof around and play around a little more down here. Get out of the house more around here. And then eventually, I think time's going to pass and you're going to become better friends to me like you are to Tom. We're all friends in Christ. And it's a title worth taking on. You become a friend more and more over time with someone as you spend time with them. And the disciples certainly had put their time in with Jesus. And I think by the looks of some of you, you've been putting your time in with Jesus as well. So I invite you to take on a new title. You've seen yourself as a follower of Jesus, a Christian, a disciple of Christ. You might have even seen yourself as a child of God, a brother of Jesus. But I'd like you to take this title now. You are a friend of God's. You are a friend of Jesus. For you have followed him. You have put your time in with him. However long that's been, you know him in an intimate way, and he knows you in an intimate way. Watch what happens when you take that title on. Watch how your prayer life changes. Watch how your time in meditation and contemplation changes. Watch how your love, unconditionally with reverence to all other people, changes. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. One of the things I've done is I played softball with a bunch of guys at our place where we live. And then I decided to coach them in the fall and play with them at the same time. That's a little window of Jesus, you know, trying to coach 11 guys while you're doing the same thing. It was a very tiny window, let me tell you. So I could see there was this separation between coach and friend role now. But Jesus comes in close at the end. He's entirely friend. Still sharing and conversing with you all that you have to know. So let's embody that friendship. Let's embrace it fully. And then Watch the wonder of what the grace of the Spirit of God does in the context of such an intimate way of knowing our God and our Lord Jesus Christ.